is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria.
92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB.
And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
To be so broken, lost, empty, a heart with no beat, a singer with no song to sing. So I know the feeling, the silence is deafening, but in your pain lies a blessing, a sweet and sour victory. So keep walking, 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 though it seems so far. No matter who you are, see, there's one thing that I know. Life, it can to me. I know you're scared, your heart's bleeding, but what are you gonna do now? I think it's time you break free and keep walking, 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 though it seems so far. No, it doesn't really matter who you. I was almost done, wanted to die from how I was done wrong. I cried out every night looking for a helping hand. That's when it happened. Jesus took me and he held me close, gave me love, refilled my heart, helped me grow better because his love, it made me always available anytime. Try him out, he'll change your life. Life, it can leave you so bitter, 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 bitter. But you must believe that it gets better, better, better. Yeah. Life, it can leave you so bitter.
whisper words about you endlessly, mostly to myself, cause you make me believe no one could ever love me like you could. There wouldn't be a day I'd be alone, and never would there be a time I didn't know, cause no one could ever love me like you. Have been the one who fulfills my dreams. I'll never let you go. If you stay with me, I promise you would know. Of all the times I've reached out for you, oh, can't you see how I adore you? I couldn't spend my life without you. Please believe me, I would never doubt you. Answer all my prayers. Anytime I need you, I know that you'll be there. Cause no one could ever love me like you could. I'm hoping that you'll hear these prayers of mine. I'm hoping that we'll be together for all times. Cause no one could ever love me like you could. I've been the one who fulfills my dream. I'll never let you go. If you stay with me, I promise you would know. Of all the times I've reached out for you, oh, can't you see how I adore you? I couldn't spend my life without you.
KYT family, I hope everyone is having a blessed day. And this morning is a very special morning for me. The reason why it's a really, really special morning for me, we have a very special guest in the studio with us, and it's my brother. I mean, I say my brother, I mean my brother. Not just my brother in Christ, but my brother. And I'm so happy and honored to have Pastor Vincent Parker in the studio with me this morning. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning, Brother C.
Man, it's a pleasure to have you in the studio, brother.
Oh, man, it's a blessing, brother. Blessing just to be here with you, bro.
That's right. That's right, because somebody didn't wake up this morning.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so just on that alone, I'm thankful. So before we get into the show, but get into what we're going to talk about, can you let the radio audience know what church you pastor and what is exactly going on with your church right now before we get into anything else?
I'm pastor of the Greater New Hope Missionary Baptist Church, 630 Jackson Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We are now in this month of August. We are celebrating on August the 17th, our 48th church anniversary for the Greater New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. We have also been trying to share the love of God, and offer to one of our mottos at our church is that when you come for help, you want to leave with hope.
Wow!
And we want to share that hope. And even on last week, we had our annual clothing and food giveaway on last week, and that there were the many who came out and were tremendously blessed by that great endeavor that God has led us to do in our community, whereby we are looking to lift up hearts and help to lift some burdens and share the love of God in our community.
Boy, that is so awesome, man. It's because right now, it's safe to say a lot of people are hurting.
Yes,
we have so much evil. Just evil has evolved. And it's running rapid, and you know, a lot of people are just losing faith in God. They're giving up on life. They just don't know which way to turn.
Yeah,
Pastor, well, how you feel about what it takes to give people hope to believe again?
My greatest thing is to offer them Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in times, times are tough. They're hard. No matter if you're a senior saint or the most infant in Christ, whomever, just life is tough and life is hard. And when you go through all that you go through, you still need to have something that says at the end of the day that reassures you that there's still hope that rests for you. And as a Christian believer, you know, that's found in the fact that we know who Christ is. We trust and know what he's done. We trust and know that what he's going to do, that look, life may not be as great on this side, but on this side, but because we are we're citizens, we're residents of a heavenly kingdom, we know that hope still lies for us. It's through the word of God that I wish to give that hope to everyone that I meet, everyone that I'm able to share, that can hear under my sound of my voice, that I can share that word with them, that there's still hope that rests for all of us.
Boy, that is beautiful. Beautifully said. So, Pastor, the theme this morning, folks, for who you, if you're just tuning in, I have Pastor Vincent Park in the studio with me. And like I told you guys earlier, the reason why this is different for me, this is very special to me, because not only do I know this man of God, but he's my brother. And he's the same now as I've always known him to be. Just a wholesome, good person. Pastor, our young people in the community,
mm-hmm.
It seems like a lot of them have turned away from God. It seems like they have so much anger in them, Pastor.
Yeah.
So, and I know your theme is we have to get them to God, which we know we definitely have to get them to God. Talk to them for a minute, Pastor.
In addition to being a pastor for now over, I've been at my church 10 years. I've been pastoring for nearly 18 years now.
Mm.
But in that time, same time frame, and even years, I've been I worked for the Rapid Parish Sheriff's Office. I'm a school resource officer. Mm. And in that, I'm often observing the lives and the changes of our young people. Our young people have seemingly, they've been led astray.
Right.
The devil has told them that this way is the best way, but I'm still reassured of what God said, there's a way that seems right unto man, but the end is damnation.
Mm.
And they've been led astray. And we got to learn. We got to. There's some old. There's some basics. Some old things that we just can't get away from. And we got to rely on those in order to be able to teach and to share with our young people. We got to share with them that they do matter.
That's right.
That they do matter. They matter today and they matter tomorrow.
That's right.
We got to share with them that there's a purpose, there's a place, there's in the church for the young people as well.
That's right.
You know, God has. We all have a purpose. And that purpose just doesn't begin when we get 50, 60 years old, but that purpose is a growing process throughout our lives.
That's right.
And I see many young men who get to a point and get to a place where they feel that they seem to know more than what the church is able to offer them. I can say to you today that the church, when I found myself going astray as a young man.
Mm-hmm.
It was my basics where I stood at as a young Christian that I was able to lean upon and depend upon. And we got to, and that's why the Bible says to train up a child in the way that he should go. We got to train him.
That's right.
That training is not just upon the pastor, but it's upon every member upon the church.
That's right, Pastor.
We got to train them. If we don't train them, what are we going to do? We're going to do what comes naturally, or what pleases the flesh.
That's right.
So we got to train them, and I offer that hope to young people because some of them they're searching for something.
That's right.
They're searching for something, and what they're searching for, the world can't give it to them.
No, it can't.
Drugs can't give it to them.
That's right.
Even alternative relationships and lifestyles can't give it to them.
That's right.
It only can be found in God.
That's right, Pastor.
Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. There's only one way. Look, we got to come back to Christ. We got to come to Christ. And I'm very passionate about young folk and wanting to see young folk excel in Christ, seeing right. young folk be all that they can be in Christ. There's an old slogan that when I was coming up, I was recruited in the military. Said, "Be all that you can be," and God wants us to be all we can be.
That's right.
In Christ Jesus.
That's right, folks. If you're just tuning in, I have my very special guest, Pastor Vincent Parker, in the studio with a very, very powerful talk to people. You know, Pastor. You know, another thing I see a lot we're dealing with in the community with, I see a lot of homelessness. I see, and then my personal experience with homelessness is what I've learned about it isn't all these folks come from so many forms of life. Like my son at one point, he decided he wanted to be homeless and he didn't have to be.
Yeah, yeah.
And so what that taught me was it's bigger than me. I've always taught him about God. I've always taught him principle. Yeah. I've always been principle based.
Yeah.
And I showed the tough love. But I don't know how to feel about tough love, to be honest with you, Pastor.
Yeah.
So many people told me, this is what people told me, just let him hit rock bottom and he gonna find his way back later. But what I found about rock bottom is, what if we can just not ever give up on them?
Yeah.
And not let them hit rock bottom.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't we teach them at all points we love them?
Yeah.
And we never want to give up on them?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and so I feel totally different about that rock bottom. I really don't know how to feel about that one, Pastor.
Yeah.
See, I know we have a caller. If you could call back, I wasn't planning on taking any calls, but you know what, Pastor? I might take some calls.
Okay. Let me see.
KYT, you're live on the air. Can I help you? KYT, you're live on the air. Can I help you? Okay. Yeah, we weren't really planning on taking calls this morning, but if you want prayer, we'll take some calls if you want prayer. I know sometimes, you know, folks, We will come out the box. I got Pastor Vincent Parker in the studio with me, and I'm telling you, it's been powerful all morning. So, like I was saying, Pastor, with dealing with the homeless situation,
my
take is different now because I got to see that community.
Yeah.
I got to see how they operate.
Yeah.
And their mindset, and I'm noticing that many of them have just strayed all away from God.
Yeah.
They've lost their faith.
Yeah, yeah.
How do we approach faith, Pastor?
Faith, we got to remember what it is. Is that it ain't things that we can always touch and we can see, but it's things that we know that we trust in God.
Right.
And knowing that God can, will bring it about. You know, like you're saying, tough love is, it's tough on the person that has to give tough love.
That's right.
Because now you have to, but you have to be willing to trust and trust that God can handle it better than we can.
That's right.
And sometimes, you know, that's the biggest part of our faith. And we're growing in the midst of growing in somebody else growing in their faith. We're growing in our faith to say, hey, look, I got to trust God that God's gonna take care of this situation.
That's right.
You know, I just got to get my hands back off of it and let God have his way.
Yes, Lord.
And, you know, so often, one of my big things, my church is located near the old Salvation Army building.
Right.
When I first came there, it was a lot of the homeless population, which has seemingly has influxed throughout our city, throughout our parish, has grown. But there, a lot of it was there. And a lot of the people I discovered that life is about choices.
That's right.
And sometimes we make choices that are bad choices. And sometimes life is filled with tests.
That's right.
And we don't always pass every test.
No.
But from every test, you ought to learn something. And if you learn better, you ought to do better.
That's right, Pastor.
And so many times we see that in trying to help someone, you know, we got – Even when you talk about faith, helping someone has to be a thing of faith as well. You know, so often I find myself like having compassion to help someone and not knowing if I'm helping them or hurting them.
Right.
Because my $5 or my $10 I may give to them may be used in the wrong way.
That's right, Pastor.
So I've got to trust that if God says do it, that God knows what to do with what he's giving me.
Powerful.
I remember there was a time I was in Wendy's. And there was a couple that was there. And a friend of mine, fellow preacher of mine, friend of mine, we were there. And I saw him go over to the table, and he gave them $20. Gave them some, I think it was $20. And they went to the counter, ordered their food. And they were so happy. And I was glad to see that, look, they were genuinely needed that money because they were hungry. But you got to trust in the fact that, look, I give it. If God says for me to do it, then God knows that God is planting a seed.
Powerful.
And God is doing something bigger than what I can do. My faith says, look, God's doing something bigger than what I can do.
Powerful.
More than I can do.
Yeah. I overstand with your pastor.
Yeah.
You know, at one point, you know, I hadn't said this out loud.
Uh-huh.
But at one point, I'd almost gave up on my son.
Yeah.
Like, and it wasn't that I gave up on him.
Mm-hmm.
I just, I got twisted. And I know better because I've always been rooted in God.
Yeah.
I've always had been principle-based with God. I've always studied what God can do.
Uh-huh.
I've always known if you stand faithful with him. And I was in the store one day. I'll never forget it. I was in Walmart.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was walking through the aisle. And I was just distraught, Pastor. Like, I was distraught. I was, whew.
Yeah, yeah.
This apostle came up to me. This chosen lady came up to me, and she said, your son going to be all right.
Wow.
She said, I saw your story. Your son is going to be all right. She said, I'm going to stand in agreement with you. We going to pray. We going to, the faith, you just have to have your faith.
Wow.
To believe that God is going to save your child. She told me that in that moment, it was a reminder, like, God, you are amazing. Like, oh, I can't believe I even went this route of thinking.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father.
Yeah.
That's all I could say. Man, I sit in my car and I literally just cried.
Yeah.
I was, because I'm not an emotional person. I'm by far. You won't know if I'm happy. You won't know if I'm sad. I just,
yeah.
You know, life does that to certain people that have been through certain things. So I never ever just, as the poker face, I never show my hand.
Yeah.
But that moment allowed me to understand that if I stand fast and I have faith, you know, like you said earlier, you have to trust God.
Yeah.
To allow him to work. And we went on a fast. I got a book. I took her advice. I got a book. I wrote down everything that I wanted to happen in manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, my son has been clean going on about 6 months.
Praise God. Praise God.
You know, he doesn't want to be around other people. He goes to his different programs. He does everything he has to do.
Yeah.
I got the local courts working with me to help me with him. They help me not give up on him, because a lot of the folks that help me are God-fearing people.
Yeah.
So God has surrounded a blanket around me.
Yeah.
And it's just a reminder that, you know, you triggered that those thoughts when you said we just have to step back, let go, and let God, and have faith that he's going to let everything work out, Pastor.
Yeah.
So, in your experience of dealing with people, especially anybody from that maybe been on drugs, or maybe been just adolescents that don't listen, or very disrespectful.
Yeah.
What you feel is the best approach to deal with that?
Well, one of the best approaches is that we have to always show them that we care and we're concerned about them.
Mm-hmm.
That there's a level of love to our talk conversation with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had a lot of people that were, and over the years, younger people, just dealing with young folk, that have initially, they weren't receptive of it.
Right.
But it was those same words that maybe rung in their ears years later.
Mm.
And I came across them. Some of them, unfortunate as it may have been, they were now behind bars.
Mm.
But the words that I was able to share with them, it those words were able to now come back to them and say, hey, you know, we're seed planters.
Mm.
And when we plant the seed, the best thing we can do is we should speak the truth, but we should speak it in love.
That's right.
So when we speak the truth, don't be truthful with them. Don't tell them that it something is that it ain't. And be truthful with them, but be share it in love with them as well. And in Paul would tell you that he was to all people that he didn't listen to his Christian values or morals, but there were certain things that he had to adjust his himself in order to reach those whom God sent him to do it. So sometimes we got to adjust our, I guess there are different approaches. I guess I can say, Brother C.
Right.
There are different approaches. You know, some people you can approach one way, but others you have to, and I think a lot of it is just allowing God to speak to us.
Mm-hmm.
They spiritually let us look in a way that allows us to be able to do it the way God says do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so even when we're doing it, we got to seek God's will, his timing, his way, and all those things in order to be able to reach somebody. You know, I often, in the benediction of my church service, I say, God give us the inspiration, the insight, and an opportunity to tell someone that Jesus Christ lives.
Mm-hmm.
That gives us the opportunity. Give me a chance to, God. And when you give me the chance, God, give me the insight. Tell me what I need to do and what I need to say to that person.
Mm-hmm. Powerful.
Yeah.
Powerful, Pastor. Yeah. Before you get out of here,
mm-hmm.
two more things I need you to do. I need you to plug your anniversary again.
Okay.
And for somebody, is somebody listening right now, Pastor, that wants to give up?
Yeah.
Is somebody that doesn't know which way to turn. It's some parent out there that's saying, you know, I don't know what to do. It's somebody saying, I don't know how I'm going to pay this bill. It's somebody saying, you know, Lord, I give up. It's somebody saying, I quit.
Yeah.
Pastor, talk to them for a few moments.
Okay. Let me say this to anyone that may be on that verge, on that cusp of wanting to give up. God has given us breath in your body, which means that God has given you one more chance. God doesn't give up on us. So let's not give up on God. And as tough as it may be, tough times may not end, but tough people ought to endure tough times. Tough times may be for somebody, different levels of things. This is a tough time for some folks, for they're getting ready to go back to school. That's some children are facing a tough time that may not be tough to somebody else. That look, I'm getting ready to go to another school.
Right.
Families may be facing the fact that I'm getting ready to send my children back to school, but I don't have it all together that I need to for my children.
Right.
Tough times may be that look, I'm dealing with the loss of a loved one. I'm living with a spouse or child or whomever that may be on drugs. But I'm reminded what the Bible says, that weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning.
Mm.
And if you just hold on, look, just don't let, God ain't let go of you. Don't you let go of God.
Mm.
God, keep on holding on to God. Keep on holding on to God's unchanging hand. God, the Bible said that God will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. He says, lo, I'll be with you even until the ends of the earth, of the world. God is always with us. And even when you think that all hope is gone, God said that, look, there's still chance, there's still opportunity, there's still life, because I'm the giver of life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the giver of life.
Mm-hmm.
So don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Trust in the Lord. I was looking at this. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thy own understanding. But in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. What I'm saying is something coming back to what you said a moment ago, Brother CJ. You said faith. Faith is trusting God. When I can't see his hand, I got to still trust God.
That's right.
You know, when I can't feel him urging me and pushing me, but I still got to trust God.
Mm.
Got to keep on trusting God. And I can't leave. My understanding may tell me that, look, it doesn't look good. My understanding may say that, look, the doctor doesn't understand it. My understanding may say that, look, my lawyer has said this, that, and the other, but I've discovered that God is a doctor in the sick room. He's a lawyer in the courtroom. That God is my everything. He's my all in all. He's my rock in a weary land. And even to the told those who are homeless, he's my shelter in my time of storm. So today I say to you, my brothers and my sisters, keep on holding, keep on trusting in God.
Powerful pastor. Very powerful pastor. Now tell the folks again, anniversary date, time, and who will be your guest minister.
Okay. Our 48th church annual for the Greater New Hope Bishop Baptist Church, 630 Jackson Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. Pastor Vincent A. Parker, yours truly is your pastor. That'll be our 48th year church anniversary. Our guest speaker will be Pastor Renwick Bacon of the Annandale Baptist Church here in Alexandria as well. Our theme for that event is the church, a light to the world. That's our scripture reference for that is Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. That's August 17th at 3 o'clock p.m. Once again, guest speaker will be Reverend Renwick Bacon of the Annandale Baptist Church. Please come out and be blessed. Come out and help us celebrate what God has done in the life of us, of our church, right there on the corner of Jackson and Forsyth, at the Greater New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. Please come out and celebrate with us. We want to invite all to come out and let's just have a great time in the Lord. Amen.
Amen, Pastor. Amen. Pastor Parker, also my line brother, my frat brother. Yeah. I love you, brother.
Love you too, brother. Love you too.
Thank you for coming on. You're going to have to come back on with me, brother.
Yes, sir.
We're going to have to do this again. It was My pleasure to have you on. Thank you for blessing the radio audience.
Thank you, man. Thank you, bro.
Oh, yes, sir. And we definitely going to do this again, bro.
Yeah.
You're listening to KAYT KQJO with another powerful moment of hope and inspiration. Stay tuned.
Festival this year, Shreveport's 14th annual Blues and Southern Soul pre-Labor Day Festival, starring Marcellus the Singer, Young Guy, FPJ. It's Sunday, August 31st, 6 p.m. at Festival Plaza in Shreveport, along with Arthur Young, the Jay Morris Group, and Shane Nicole, hosted by Mr. Weepy Jukin and Sunshine. No coolers, lawn chairs welcome. Shreveport's 14th annual Blues and Southern Soul Pre-Labor Day Festival, Sunday, August 31st at the Festival Plaza, Shreveport. Gates open at 5 p.m., showtime 6 p.m. Tickets available at prelaborday.com or eventbrite.com. King of Wings in Shreveport, Vernon's Barbershop in Bossier, Quick Car Wash in Minden, and Sound City in Marshall, Texas. Powered by Shante Wells, attorney at law. Shreveport, close your other side. Caddo Commission, Eagle Distribution, Shreveport, Michelob Ultra, Valley, Shreveport Casino, Bud Light, Live Casino and Hotel Shreveport, City of Shreveport. Visit ExploreLouisiana.com to plan your trip today.
Marty Entertainment, along with Help Improving Life Incorporated, are proud sponsors of this station.
A non-attorney spokesperson.
When the going gets tough, the tough get goings. Hi, I'm CJ, Program Director of KYT KQJO Radio Station. I've known Attorney Goins his entire life. He's a man of integrity and has worked his entire life to be constructive, driven, and informative. He always put others first. He'll definitely do the same for you. He's very considerate of your feelings, will guide you through the process of dealing with the car wreck. I could say so many great things about Attorney Goins, but the one thing that stands out more than anything, I know he is truly willing to fight for you during the process of dealing with the car wreck or diesel hitting you. When the going gets tough, the tough get Goins. That's 318-787-5607. Again, that's 318-787-5607.
KAYT and KQJO-FM. We're five cities strong all day long. Lead it. We've got Louisiana on lock.
Every time I look your way, I see good. I see good for you. Every time I look your way, I see good. Yes, I do. I see good for you.
Every time I look your way.
Even when things
don't lie.
He delivered me. So he changed my walk.
CJ, program director of KYT, KQJO radio station. I've known Attorney Goins his entire life. He's a man of integrity and has worked his entire life to be constructive, driven, and informative. He always put others first. He'll definitely do the same for you. He's very considerate of your feelings, will guide you through the process of dealing with the car wreck. I could say so many great things about Attorney Goins, but the one thing that stands out more than anything, I know he is truly willing to fight for you during the process of dealing with the car wreck or diesel hitting you. When the going gets tough, the tough get Goins. That's 318-787-5607. Again, that's 318-787-5607.
A wonder in my soul.
I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez.